figure out how to do this with a microphone.
I know, right?
All right. Good morning, everybody. Glad to be here this morning. I'm thankful that you guys are giving me the opportunity to share with you what God's been doing in the country of Thailand. So Thailand is known as the land of smiles. That's on tourist brochures and websites. The land of smiles is a popular tourist destination with beautiful beaches, with mountains and jungles, with amazing food and kind people who are known for their hospitable nature, for their smiles. But under those smiles, my wife Abby and I have come to find that most Thai are hurting, they're afraid and lost. And although it may be cultural to smile, in their hearts they're without hope. Now in Matthew 9, we read, Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. And when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. This is what 15-year-old Belle was when our teammate Sue met her one day at the market. Belle had dropped out of high school, was living with her boyfriend, filling her hours with partying, drinking, and drugs. She was singing in bars to make a living and was at high risk of becoming a teenage prostitute. Her father, a drug addict who was in prison at the time, her mother, a prostitute, had abandoned her to be raised by her grandparents, who struggled to raise her and her other abandoned half-siblings, who were regularly physically abused by an uncle who lived in the household. Belle had no hope. She was harassed and helpless. She didn't know that her good shepherd, the shepherd that had created her for his glory, who loved her and wanted to protect her from her difficult circumstances, that he had come to save her. And how could she, living in Thailand where less than 1% of the population is Christian, how would she come to find Jesus? Who could she meet that could tell her about the good shepherd? She lived in a district of 90,000 people that had not one church. Since our founding, the Alliance people have rallied together to go to the regions beyond, to preach the gospel where Christ's name has not been named. Today, there's more than 3 billion sheep like Belle who still live in places of the world where there is little or no chance to hear the good news. And our good shepherd is on a mission to bring these remaining sheep into his fold. He's called us as an Alliance family to join him, to go to the regions beyond, guiding us with new strategies and opportunities to fulfill his great commission. And Jesus says, "I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice, so that there will be one flock and one shepherd." Abby and I have been called to go beyond, to reach the harassed and helpless sheep of Thailand, to find the Thai people who are not yet of the fold, but it's Jesus who's calling to them. And we join in his work to bring them into a relationship with the Good Shepherd. Now, my family's journey to Thailand was not a direct one. After a successful apprenticeship with the Alliance in Guinea, West Africa, we were appointed to return to Guinea, a whole different continent than we served. And Guinea was a place that we were already familiar with. It's on the west coast of Africa, on the same continent and the same region where Abby grew up, where her parents served as Alliance missionaries in Burkina Faso. We'd already done French language study. We'd been trained in different methods on how to evangelize Muslims. We felt like a family with our Alliance colleagues there. We had a passion and a drive to reach the Fulani people of Guinea. But 2 weeks before our departure, our lives were turned upside down. Our oldest son, James, at his four-year-old checkup, was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And as we grappled with what this chronic incurable disease meant for our young child and how this would affect his quality of life, we're also faced with the fact that we could no longer serve in Guinea. The Alliance had to find a new place to send us, a place that had adequate health care, yet still an unreached nation that needed missionaries. And that place was Thailand. Our hearts broke as we grieved the loss of serving in Guinea, but God was calling us beyond. The French language we studied would be of no use to us as he called us beyond our own abilities, as we had to learn the Thai language, a five-tone language ranked as one of the most difficult languages for English speakers to learn. He called us beyond our own knowledge, as we were well-trained in how to reach Muslims, but now called to reach people who adhere to a religion we knew nothing about, to Buddhism, as Thailand is one of the most Buddhist nations in the world. God was calling us beyond our comforts of knowing a country and colleagues to go to a place we had never been before and work with colleagues we'd never met. God was calling us beyond the love that we had for the Fulani people to make room in our hearts for a new people, the Thai people, a people that he created for himself, a people created for his glory, but who were lost without hope, worshiping idols and evil spirits instead of their creator God. But God is faithful. And as we went beyond ourselves and obeyed, stepping out in faith, our Heavenly Father was with us every step of the way, leading and guiding and empowering us to do what he called us to do, in spite of it being beyond our natural abilities, beyond any of our training, beyond our comfort or desires. And as we look back on our first term in Thailand, we see God's faithfulness as he provided for our every need. Every family need we had for James's diabetes treatment. And then when he was diagnosed with severe dyslexia in our first year, God came through and we were able to get every therapy we needed in country, something that never would have been possible in Guinea. We see God's faithfulness through our time in language and cultural study as God enabled us to be able to share the gospel in the Thai language in a way that that Buddhist lost sheep of Thailand could understand. We were able to join a church planting team where we could be mentored by a long-term missionary couple with decades of church planting experience. Were able to pour into us so that we could be equipped to plant the church in Thailand effectively. And most importantly, God has been faithful in growing in our hearts a love for the people of Thailand. God has made a place for us in our hearts for this Buddhist nation where 99% of the people don't know Jesus. And when God calls you beyond, and you step out in obedience, he is faithful. As Alliance International workers, we were asked to live and work among an underreached people, many of whom are close to outside influence. And this place was Ban Pao, a town located in a district of 90,000 without one church. That might be pretty hard for us to imagine those kind of statistics here in America. Most counties I go to have about that population. If you can imagine driving across an entire county that doesn't have one church, and maybe the next county has one church with 12 people that meet in a probably a room the size of the pastor's office. That's the kind of area we're working in. Working in an area like this calls for us to establish a meaningful presence in the town as we serve the community. And in Bonpeo, we did this through kids clubs for children that spent most of their time on the streets, through English teaching for Thai that want to improve their chances of employment. They're serving the often overlooked, the disabled, elderly, reaching out to the youth exposed to drugs at high risk for the sex trade. And personal evangelism and discipleship are woven into everything that we do, because this is what the Alliance does. And as we serve the community, a church was formed and is being planted in a way that can then multiply. And people in the church are developed to fulfill their callings, with the Thai leading the church and serving new communities in ways that reflect the care of their good shepherd. So let me share a story to give a better picture of what ministry in Bonpeo looks like. Often the church members, missionaries, and a Thai pastor will together go out and find the lost sheep who are not yet of the fold. This is how we met Mike, one of the newest believers in the Bonpeo church. On one such occasion, one of our Thai church members was witnessing to him in the market and invited him to church where our Thai Bible school intern, Siti Chai, led Mike through a prayer to receive Jesus as his Savior. Now, Mike doesn't have an easy life. A few years back, he crashed his motorcycle, and his injuries caused a stroke, leaving this man in his early 20s with permanent damage to the left side of his body. Mike's paralysis means that he gets around with difficulty, and he couldn't see out of his left eye or hear out of his left ear. 3 days after Mike prayed to receive Christ, he came to a Bible study. At one point, we're all sharing praises for what God has done in our lives, and I was surprised when Mike spoke up. Even though we share praises weekly, and everybody knows this is coming and part of the service, most Thai are pretty shy at first. They feel like they need to know how to do church. So often it's weeks, if not months, before someone will speak up. But Mike was too excited to be shy. And he announced that when he prayed to receive Christ that Sunday, he got home and realized, wait a minute, I'm seeing with both my eyes now, and I'm hearing with both my ears. Our God is amazing, amen. In Matthew 11, it says, because of Jesus, the blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Those who receive and embrace the good news become those who share it with others. And as they do, the gospel impact multiplies. And this is how the Great Commission is being fulfilled in Thailand. As Mike is growing in his faith and learning more about what it means to be a Christian, he's reaching out to his friends and his family and sharing his new faith and how God healed him. Jesus says, I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. When our church planting team started to minister in Bonpeo, there was no church and just one Christian contact that we knew in the town. But as the church planting team began to have a meaningful, impactful presence in the town we served, as we wove evangelism and discipleship into all we did, the Alliance Church in Bonpeo was formed. And I'm filled with gratitude for our good shepherd, that there is now a flock of sheep where once they were lost, harassed and helpless, that now they've been found and they've been brought into the fold and listened to the voice of the good shepherd. As my family and I were preparing to return to the U.S. for this year of home assignment, church members kept asking us, when would we come back to the church in Bonpao? And this was an opportunity for us to explain that they could praise God that their church was growing, that they were becoming strong, and they didn't need us to come back. Our Thai Bible school intern had signed up to do his one-year full-time internship with the church. Many members were already being trained as lay leaders and could take on more and more of the ministry. And the one remaining missionary couple there is working to the goal of the church no longer needing any missionaries in the next year or two. This was the time for the Bonpao church to send us out into the harvest fields where there were lost sheep in an area that still has no gospel witness, as much of Thailand fits that description. What a blessing to see the members begin to understand this concept, and instead of trying to cling on to the missionaries, they responded with a passion to reach other Thai, to reach their distant relatives in areas where there is still no church and no gospel witness. Would you pray for us and our field leadership team as we look beyond what we're doing now to see what God is leading us to next? Right now, we, along with our leaders, are in the process of trying to figure out what ministry God is leading us to as we return to Thailand next summer. Now, as I started my message today sharing about Belle, I want to tell you a little bit more about her story. When we met Belle, she was a 15-year-old high school dropout, high risk for teenage prostitution, seeking to find fulfillment through drugs and alcohol. She had no hope. She was harassed and helpless. And I asked, how would Belle, living in Thailand, where less than 1% of the population is Christian, how would she ever come to find Jesus? Who could she meet that could tell her about the Good Shepherd when she lived in a district of 90,000 without one church? Remember what Jesus says after he has compassion on the lost crowds, the harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd? He says to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest field. It's because of you, brothers and sisters in the Alliance, who have prayed, who have asked God to send out workers into the harvest field, that people like Belle, so harassed and helpless, have come to know their Good Shepherd. It's because of people like you who have given sacrificially to the Great Commission Fund that these workers can go. You've sent people like our colleagues, Ed and Sue Daneker, and they obeyed the call to go to the harvest field. And they went to an unreached and difficult area to bring the good news to those who are without hope, who had little chance to hear. That like Jesus, they had compassion on the lost, and shared with Belle so that she can have hope in Jesus. And Jesus had compassion on her and sent workers into the harvest, and she responded to her Good Shepherd's voice. Jesus said, I have other sheep that are not of this fold, and I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. Belle, a 15-year-old dropout, addicted to drugs, who once made her living singing in seedy bars, at high risk for prostitution, harassed and helpless, ready to sell her soul to the devil to find a purpose in this life, because of Jesus, is now, rather than singing in bars, is lifting up her voice to praise him as the worship leader of the Alliance Church of Bonpao. From singing in a bar to singing praise to Jesus, what an amazing God we serve. Today, there's more room in the Alliance for people to engage in missions than ever before. And God has called us to new and exciting ways for going to the regions beyond and for going there together. How will you and your church engage with your broader Alliance family to join the Good Shepherd's call to bring more of his sheep into the fold? A main way you can partner with us is to pray. The ministry cannot progress in Thailand without your prayers. In Colossians 4, we read, "Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ." The gospel cannot and will not advance without the faithful prayers of his people. Our family can't thrive in a foreign land with various struggles and challenges of raising kids and keeping a healthy marriage and in such a lost, dark environment without your prayers. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, we read, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about the troubles we experienced in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, and on him we've set out our hope that he will continue to deliver us as you help us by your prayers." Like this verse says, when we experience troubles, you help us by your prayers. Let me share an analogy of how invaluable your prayers are. Now, I had joined the military out of high school, and I served as a medic with a Marine Corps artillery unit. And the artillery manned these huge cannons that shot up to 10 miles away. And that's so far that if there's a battle going on, you can't even see it. And when the round explodes, you can't hear it. And sometimes it would feel like you're not doing much. But it was vital to those people fighting in the ground up front. You might even say that the most valuable soldier, the most dangerous soldier, wasn't those on the front lines, but those who were far behind, sending in the firepower when they needed it. And that's what it's like when you guys pray for us. The outcome of our spiritual battles relates directly to those prayers of those behind us. The prayers we utter in secret actually call upon the infinite power of God. And while you might not be on the front lines to see the results, we see those answers to prayer in our lives, in our family, and the people around us. So please, continue to pray. If God has placed this on your heart, would you see me after the service that I can thank you for this important part that you play? And please sign, and if it's on your heart, we have a clipboard probably in the back. I need to find out where we put it. I'll be honest. My wife told me that was on my list of things to do, so that's on me. It's somewhere. But please, if that's on your heart, if you don't see a clipboard, come tell me. I want to get your email address. I want you to be able to get our updates, to know what God is doing through us, how you can be praying. We need your prayers. Another way you can join us in giving the Thai an opportunity to hear the good news is by giving to the Great Commission Fund. We, along with hundreds of other Alliance missionaries, are able to take the gospel to the regions beyond because of this fund. For those of you who've been faithfully giving, I want to thank you. Because of you, the Alliance Church of Bonpeo has been planted in a district of 90,000 that never had a church before, but now there's a church. Now there's a gospel witness. In the center of town, there's a cross on top of a building where we've had several families come and say, "I want to know more about Jesus," where before there was no opportunity. So if you don't already give to the Great Commission Fund, would you prayerfully consider what part God is asking you to play And we are able to stay in Thailand for the long term, where people like Belle and Mike are given access to the gospel that they never had before. So would you join me in with our Heavenly Father in calling his other sheep? Are you doing your part to tell the good news? Whether that may mean telling friends and unsaved relatives, whether it means sharing in your community. Who are the people like Belle and Mike that you know that God is asking you to share the good news with? Has God put a call on your heart to go beyond your own borders, to take the gospel to the least reached? If you're sensing that call, would you talk to me after the service? So we want to bring all of Jesus to all the world. And Jesus wants each of us to take part. So again, I want to thank you for joining with me, for joining with our Alliance family to go to the regions beyond, to reach the helpless and harassed lost sheep with the good news of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for giving this church the opportunity to have an impact for your kingdom. God, thank you that whether or not they knew it here, this church was already helping Belle and Mike come to find you as their Savior. God, I thank you for this church. I ask that you bless them for their involvement in your mission. I ask that you provide for every need as your people faithfully give and faithfully serve you. God, would you lead us as we step out and go beyond ourselves into the future. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.